This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Yeah, feels a little better anyway. Yes, 9:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Special guest Nanette Holt, Epic Times. Good morning, Nanette. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. This is a fun place to be.
Between you and everything done, the Epic Times always reporting on interesting stories. And some of these folks that were held, the J6 prisoners, we refer to them as, you've got some kind of interesting updates on some of these people.
We do. We have a fantastic reporter by the name of Janice Heisel. She is a pro, and she has gotten to know some of the people who were held in really some of the most egregious conditions and for the most egregious reasons, in the opinion of many who spoke with us. And they're running for office, not necessarily because they're against the people who are holding office, where they're considering a run, including one who's going to run against newly appointed Senator Ashley Moody, but more because they're so concerned about the justice system in this country and the treatment of the federal government, how the federal government treats people, treats Americans. Yeah, they're very, very concerned. They're very motivated. And so they're interesting. We have a sneak peek on something we have not published yet.
You know, just let me throw this out. It is interesting because these people are sort of thrown away, lock and key, no real due process, at least initially, for sure. A lot of them. But yet, it seems like there's this major concern over this El Salvadoran gang member from MS-13 that they keep trying to say is like a Maryland father and paint this different picture of him. But just from the justice system and answering questions, the Supreme Court actually reacted to the MS-13 gang member, whereas I don't remember anybody really standing up for the J6 prisoners in due process.
Yeah, you know, this whole battle for, and I hate to be partisan about it, but you know, they're Democrat lawmakers lining up to go down to El Salvador and plead the case of this proven, you know, MS-13 gangbanger. I mean, it's shocking, including the senator who represents Maryland, where Rachel Morin was murdered by, violently, you know, abused, tortured, murdered, this mother of five, you know, was murdered by someone here illegally, involved in the same gang. It's astounding. Sometimes I just see this news come across my desk and I think, how can this be real? But it is.
Did you see Rachel Morin's mother speak from the White House podium?
Pretty heartbreaking, yeah.
If that didn't bring a tear to your eye, if that didn't really touch people in a very base human, thing, the graphic detail in which she shared with people, I couldn't stand it, let alone if you're that person's mother. It just was horrendous. Well, CNN and MSNBC decided to cut that feed. So those people never even got to see that. And that is factual, truthful, what really happened. And they cut away from that because they didn't want people to see that.
Well, it's the wrong narrative. And as you know, I'm old school journalism, and it blows my mind when I see journalism being weaponized for one side of the political aisle. It is so alarming to me. That is not what journalism is for. We are to show what is going on and let readers or viewers decide which point of view is correct. We are to represent all sides of an issue the best that we can, with as much neutrality as we can muster, and then let readers and viewers decide, listeners decide. And it's astounding to me. I'm ashamed. A lot of times I'm ashamed by the media.
Oh yeah, they're just people with an agenda who are activists who just happen to be in these positions versus highly qualified journalists.
Right, and I will mention, because this Maryland father is in the El Salvador jail, and you know, we've got people fighting to get him out. We just sent a reporter, very talented, Pulitzer finalist type reporter. She's very noted for her work over the decades. She just went down to El Salvador and spoke to the people of El Salvador about how things are going. And it's a really interesting report. I would suggest that people go and check out the Epoch Times and look for that story on El Salvador by Darlene McCormick Sanchez. Easy enough to Google the Epoch Times and Darlene McCormick Sanchez, and you'll read what she observed. She took her husband with her, who happens to speak Spanish. They got it straight from the people of El Salvador, what they think about what's going on.
Wow.
Might surprise you.
Well, it's probably a great perspective. Now, an issue that's near and dear to a lot of folks in this area is anything to do with horses. We're the horse capital of the world, and thoroughbred racing and this whole idea, this decoupling and how things could change and there could be funding issues. And the fear is that, you know, the horse racing industry could take quite a hit and maybe kind of be extinct, possibly at least in Florida. What do you know about it?
This is one of the most complicated issues I have ever tried to tackle as a journalist, and I've been doing it a while. But there's not a push to kill thoroughbred racing, but there is a push to, at Gulfstream Park down in South Florida, to allow them to continue operating a casino without being necessarily tied to thoroughbred racing, which is what allowed them to bring the casino in.
Right.
The accusation of the horse horse industry insiders, is that they just want to get rid of the racing, let it die fairly quickly, and then develop the property, expand the casino. They still get their casino, but they don't have the expense of the horse racing. It's pretty complicated. What does that have to do with our community? Ocala is considered the horse capital of the world. People raise these young thoroughbreds here. They bring them up to the age where they can be sold for racers. That was just going down last week in Ocala. Mm-hmm. They had, I think, 1,200 two-year-olds that were there running, showing their workouts in front of buyers. And we sell a lot of thoroughbreds in this industry. There are people who clean stalls. There are people who trim horse feet. There are people who provide feed. There are people who provide tack. There are veterinarians. There are just people on the whole range of careers involved in the horse industry. If Gulfstream Park stops thoroughbred racing, as is suspected this legislation will lead to, then that will be a big problem for the Ocala area, experts in the industry say. They say, you know, we are a feeder for Gulfstream. If mm-hmm. Gulfstream goes away, the people who are doing all these things in Florida are going to have to go to other states. So you're thinking about, Florida has 1 in 5 jobs related to the horse industry.
Wow.
That's a lot of jobs to go away.
Yeah.
So our local economy is very much in play right now with regards to this bill. Now, what's interesting is I do know about a meeting happening this morning with some people involved in the horse industry who are going to be pleading their case to someone very high in Florida government. Can't say who that is, but there is an indication that maybe there's a ripple happening that could slow this thing down. They only have until May 2nd, which is the end of the legislative session, to get this thing through. If it doesn't get through, passed by the House and Senate, and land on the governor's desk, then it could be considered killed. So right now, it has moved through some committees favorably. There are a lot of accusations of shenanigans going on how these things are moving through. So it's going to be very interesting, my meeting today, and I might have to just get back with you on how that goes.
Well, if you're a billionaire, business owner, and that's what Miss Stronach is.
Yeah.
Her dad, Frank Stronach, she basically sued him for, you know, pretty much the whole family business. And so, yeah, it is. Is this a tremendous amount of influence that's going on here? It is interesting because, yeah, that was the agreement. You want gambling, you've got to have live horse racing. That was the deal. She wants her cake and eat it, too. Oh, I don't want to deal with the horse racing end of it at all, but I want to keep my gambling. Oh, and then I want to develop, you know, the property the Gulfstream sits on because it is very valuable.
Yeah, you know, people make the argument on her side that horse racing is dying anyway. And certainly the culture has changed. People used to show up at the track, spend the day watching the races. Now they can gamble on their phones, or they can go to these card rooms, or they can go to her casino.
Yeah.
So, you know, the casinos are keeping the horse racing going. But do we want to lose the whole industry? Well, we'll have to see what lawmakers decide.
Yeah, I've got some good memories at the track and family and everything involved. But we'll have to leave it here for now. Nanette Holt from Epic Times. Sounds like some great stuff, great information y'all are working on. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
All right. It is 9:16, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. Stick around. More headlines on the way. 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman.
Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome 920 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Third Pentagon official put on leave related to leaks from the Department of Defense. So Pete Hegseth is probably not the happiest guy in D.C. right now. And we'll see where some of this stuff leads to. But it's not good. But I guess it's, you know, better dealing with these leakers now than later on when they could do even more damage. CNN and MSNBC, they cut away from a White House press conference that featured the mother of Rachel Morin. And it just serves as an example of how the media today, the left of center media, is, it's all about propaganda and doing the bidding of the left of center folks. What could be the possible reasoning why you wouldn't want to hear from this woman? They don't want to hear from her because she makes a compelling case of why you don't want MS-13 gang members in your country. And that's, they're more concerned about the MS-13 gangs being able to apparently stay here and occupy and create havoc. I mean, this is the most dangerous gang on the planet.
Ever seen any politicians want to defend people that aren't even their citizens, that aren't the ones who they're supposed to be representing?
It boggles my mind. And it boggles my mind that some lefties kind of get sucked into the whole thing. They think that Chris Van Hoser, you know, that senator, that he's some kind of a hero for taking taxpayer money and going to El Salvador trying to free this guy who, by the way, a wife beater. Policeman called, several times. MS-13 gang member, according to one judge, according to another judge, according to police, okay, in Prince George's County, and according to the El Salvador government. And when he was busted one time, he had money and drugs on him. But no, don't worry, he's not a gang member. It's absurd. It is absolutely absurd. And then you've got Harvard. Harvard alum and PragerU contributor Shabos Kesterbaum praised President Donald Trump for freezing $2.2 billion in federal funding for Harvard University after the Ivy League school rejected Trump's demands to crack down on campus anti-Semitism. You know, he's not cracking down on free speech, cracking down on truly hate speech that we all agree, well, we used to all agree that anti-Semitic remarks was hate speech and wasn't really protected by free speech. But I guess Harvard, they're in Harvard. They're smarter than everyone, right? During a Wednesday interview with Alex Marlow from Breitbart, on his podcast, Kesterbaum called Harvard an elitist corporation, said that it's a no-brainer that U.S. taxpayer money should not be funding an institution that capitulates to the dumbest and worst and most radical elements of society. After being asked to provide his take on what happened on campuses specifically that got Trump's attention, what it was like living through it, Kesterbaum told the editors, "We filed a lawsuit last January against the university pertaining to their obvious civil rights violations of Jewish students." They are knowingly allowing this kind of hate and threatening actions and stuff to take place on their own campus. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys? One of my favorite talk show hosts, obviously besides you guys, is Phil Valentine from up in Nashville, and he unfortunately died during COVID. And he always had a lot of great quotes. And his favorite quote about media bias was, he goes, "It's not what they're lying to you about, He goes, a lot of times it's what they're not telling you. And he says, it's unbelievable. If you look at through media, what they do and don't tell you, what they do tell you is lies. But then they totally forget to tell you, oh, well, you know, this guy was MS-13. He was adjudicated MS-13. No, he didn't get any due process. I mean, there's all these dumb little things, but just want to make sure. But Phil Valentine, God rest his soul, great quote. Have a great day.
Yeah, it is bizarre. And by the way, yeah, the due process, he already got his due process. He was told to deport twice. Wasn't that a process? Because you don't obey it, somehow you're entitled to a whole nother process? I don't think so. Right? I mean, kind of like having a bench warrant out for you. So it'd be similar to that. Let's go to Adrian. You're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's been a while since I called. The MS-13. Bob, they're not the most dangerous gang. They are dangerous. But they're not the most dangerous in the planet. They're mostly Mexican. And I've encountered them mostly in the incarceration. Like, you encounter them incarcerated where people form groups. You have groups like the Aryan Nation and Unforgiven, which are white groups. So it's kind of like you see in the movies itself, or it's kind of glorified in the movies. But people do tend to form and get into these gangs when they're incarcerated. And just a quick subject, that is something to look into when dealing with youth and, like, youth offender camps and youth prisons. That is where most of the gangs are created, in those places, because of fear. Pretty much, I got to join a group or I will be taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And that's something to look into with our youth centers. But I've been rolling with Trump as far as his things, but I think it's very hypocritical the way he's approaching. And I know he's not going to do everything right, but I think it's very hypocritical the way he's approaching Harvard. You got to be very meticulous in your approach, because you don't want to give off the presence of government controlling everything, if that makes sense.
Well, no,
like,
no. I was going to say, no, I get where you're coming from. It's sort of like, if you're going to take taxpayer money, there may be some strings attached and there will be some government control. And if you don't want that, I mean, Hillman University, they decided years ago, because of a court battle, that they wouldn't accept any federal funding any further, and somehow they survived. So it's kind of like this old, you know, somehow we owe it. We don't owe anything to Harvard in terms of government money being sent to them, do we?
No, you don't. But you have, what I mean is, you have universities like BYU. I'm a Christian, right? These are very conservative Christian schools that I could imagine get federal funding. And we know the separation of church and state. So it's a very fine line that you're dealing with, saying that, okay, I can give a, which I'm Christian, I can give a Christian-based school, which is not a public school, right? I can give them money as they teach their ideology and their Christian beliefs, but I'm not going to give it to Harvard. So that's why I say it's kind of hypocritical, and it's a very fine line, and you got to, because it can backfire, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yes. The thing is, no matter what this president does, the detractors are going to be everywhere, and if there's some validity occasionally in small amounts, it might be there, but it just gets ridiculous after a while. I mean, you know, I don't know what to compare it to, but there's nothing he can say or do that most of the lefties are going to even believe or accept or like, just because of who he is and who he represents in their own twisted little minds. But I appreciate the call. 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. Coming up, News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 9:36. Happy Thursday. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Supreme Court rules. Trans women are not legally biological women. But what Supreme Court?
Oh.
Yep. I'll tell you in a second. Right now, though, I want you to have a fair chance to win some tickets for Rock the Country. And all you need to do is text OUTDOOR to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country with Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. Coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. We'll do another one tomorrow, but get in on this one. Text OUTDOOR to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Good luck. And like I said, if you don't get it today, you'll have another shot tomorrow morning during the Bob Rose Show. We will give you another code word. That's going to be a good time, no doubt about it. So, Supreme Court rules trans women are not legally biological women. Who ruled that? The United Kingdom. England's Supreme Court in London, yeah.
Because they've been kind of wokey the last few years.
No, they've kind of reversed on that when it comes to the gender stuff.
Okay,
when it comes to that, they definitely have.
Good to see.
They've ruled that for the purpose of judging matters of equality, terms like women and sex refer to biological sex, not gender. Campaigners have hailed the death of self-identification as a UK Supreme Court in Westminster ruled on Wednesday morning that the UK's Equality Act 2010 refers to biological women and biological sex. The court has ruled the definition of sex in the Equality Act of 2010 makes clear that the concept of sex is binary. A person is either a woman or a man.
Right.
Judge Lord Patrick Hodge said in the ruling that the body of five judges had unanimously agreed that a man with a gender recognition certificate, a UK legal paper that recognized that person's assumed gender when it is other than their biological sex, could not be counted as a woman when it came to equality legislation.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know if that made it more defined. I guess in many ways it would.
Yeah.
So I think that's a step in the right direction. And speaking of the transgender thing, Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Okay. She's the young one, right? Like really young. Compared
yeah,
to
she's
him,
like
right?
24. Like,
that's what I thought.
You know.
He's got lint in his wallet older than her.
Yeah. I mean, at 24, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the nature of their relationship, but she's, you know, of legal age. Yes. You know, she's over 21. Do you want to speak about, you know, people's, you know, relationship? I don't know. But it
works for them, apparently.
If it works for them.
Yeah.
If it works for them.
Yeah.
Right?
So what about her? The young chick.
She's going to, well, she wants to be in a Miss USA contest.
Okay.
But first you're going to have some competition.
Sure.
Her competition is going to be Miss Maine USA.
Okay.
Contestant will face off against Jordan Hudson. That's a 24-year-old girlfriend of the head football coach at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He was with the Patriots for a million years, head coach Bill Belichick. So his chick, Belichick's chick, is going to face off against a non-chick. That makes sense?
No, because you said it was Miss Maine.
Transgender.
Oh.
Did I not say that?
I didn't hear
Maybe
that.
Maybe I didn't.
That's a whole other...
That does change
that
things.
It changes all the things.
Changes, well, a lot of things.
Yeah, all those, yeah.
Bits and pieces.
Uh-huh.
Isabel St. Cyr, a 24-year-old male who identifies as female, is set to compete in the Miss Maine USA pageant next month in Portland.
Unreal.
Making the contestant the first transgender individual to go for the title, according to a report by Banger Daily News, or Bang Him. St. Cyr told the newspaper that he is a little nervous to compete in the beauty pageant due to the current political climate, but claimed he did not enter the competition to make a political statement and signed up a year ago.
I can't wait for the swing suit competition.
Yeah.
You have to wonder, a lot of these organizations, they're run by business people, people you think would have a little common sense, they'd be kind of smart. Do they not realize how stupid they look when they are proclaiming a man as a Miss Whatever. I mean,
well,
I don't think they do.
Just keep in mind, okay, let's say you're a business person in a particular area, you would be sensitive to, I guess, the political weather.
That's true.
In your area. And right. And in Maine, you know, even so-called conservatives are pretty squishy.
Yeah, that's a good way
Susan
to put it.
Collins.
Yeah.
Just to mention one.
Good point.
But again, you can participate or sponsor, you know, if you choose to or not choose to. But sure. Some people feel a certain amount of pressure there, which is wrong. You shouldn't feel any pressure. That tells you that the agenda is wrong if they're trying to apply undue pressure to get you to do something.
Right.
But in this case, Greg, this guy has an advantage just like male athletes do.
Really?
Well, yeah. Let's take, for example, the entire animal kingdom.
Okay.
In every instance that I know of, the male's beauty far out exceeds the female's.
The cats, parrots, yeah, you're right.
Cardinals.
Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once again, the male species is advantageous. We don't need makeup. We are hunkly handsome without it.
I'm pretty just the way we are.
But I just thought I'd throw that out there. I mean, why? I just have to say, why? Mm. Why?
Yeah. See, this could have been a whole lot easier if way back when they would have all just said no at the beginning and used a little common sense.
Where was Nancy Reagan when you really needed her?
Just say no.
No.
Where's Gloria Steinem and all them, all those chicks that were fighting for women's rights and women's lib and equality, and we want our own businesses, our own organizations, our own sporting teams? And then you gave it all away just overnight.
I guess they're just a bunch of cranky old hags that are complaining about something else.
Huh.
I don't know. But
I thought that was important to them.
I thought it was, too.
They dedicated decades to it.
Yeah, to women's rights. Yeah. For equal treatment. Yeah. It was the right thing. But, yeah, then equal becomes unequal. What was it? What was his speech? I think it was a football player, Butnick. Said, you know, talking about his wife's role, you know, of being a mother and how impressive that was. And some people were upset by that. It's like, why would you be upset? Equal rights doesn't mean you all have to pursue a career and not a family, or you have to pursue a career and a family. It means you can do what you choose to do and that you have certain rights that should allow you to do that. But yet, there's pressure from the other side saying, oh, you know, like there's something wrong with a stay-at-home mother, somebody who takes being a mother and, you know, taking care of the family as something less.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. That's how the equation changes. And Kaffir Carroll wants to talk about pressure. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And go ahead, Carroll.
Hey there. About government pressure on corporations like Target, et cetera, to push this woke agenda also comes from something called ESG, environmental, social, and governance. And it's like a social credit score for corporations. And I understand that BlackRock, which is the largest asset manager in the world, they are on the increasingly on the board of directors for a lot of corporations, and even though it might be monetarily or financially detrimental to a company, it is being pushed anyway, and the CEOs will be punished. They won't get their big bonuses and such if they don't give in to this woke agenda. ESG is called. I had said something about it some years ago on this station.
Yes, you have.
BlackRock is a big pressure, has a lot of power. It owns how many, 14 or something trillion dollars in assets?
Yeah, they're the largest.
More than most companies in the world. Most countries in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, you did bring that up a long time ago. And, you know, they might get away from using the term or, you know, ESG, but that's why the woke thing covers a lot, you know, and there's pressure there. And you can tell when maybe the more experienced seasoned folks are kind of afraid of, shall we say, maybe some of these new folks who think differently and, you know, so they allow them certain things to do in marketing. Well, I mean, the most obvious example is, you know, what happened to Bud Light. But you're right. Some of these companies are willing to take a financial hit to promote that kind of an agenda, that ESG. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, first of all, let me tell you who I am. I am a Christian, very conservative American veteran. And Republican. Now, first of all, what bugs me is school boards, athletic directors at any level, high school, college, whatever, that would even allow a male to participate in female sports.
No, you're right. We're in total agreement with that. Some of them have stood their ground, some haven't. But right now, unfortunately, we're running out of time. We've got things that make you smile, not things that bug you, but positive, upbeat thoughts that we want to share and we want you to share with everybody. Things that make you smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Oh, my goodness. Another day in paradise. Another beautiful day shaping up. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat, non-political thoughts. You know, count your blessings kind of a thing. Yeah, you can share that with us. And it's all brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. But you need to call in now. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pete. What's making you smile?
I'm very excited to learn that Crystal River is going to get a Waffle House.
Wow.
That may not sound like a big deal to you guys up there in the big city, but the dynamic economy in Citrus County is just barely poking along. And anytime we get some new growth like that, it's fantastic. And plus, I love Waffle House. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, what's not to like? But, yeah, I've taken flack for saying that. I don't know why. Yeah.
And you'll always know when a storm is coming and if it's serious or not.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you know, go. Good, cheap, fast, you know, what do you want?
Yeah.
Let's go to 877-975-9825. This time, good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yeah, what's making you smile? On my back porch, I have one of those 32-gallon Rubbermaid garbage containers to catch water. And then the lid to it, I had pointed face up on the back patio, and the 13-pound beautiful Siamese cat, he just decided to walk into that and turn it into a nest of his own, and he's like just snoozing and enjoying the perfect weather right now out back, so that makes me smile.
Aw, I thought he fell in the water, and that would have been... But I guess that's not good, right?
No, that would not make the cat smile.
Mike, what's making you smile?
Hey, my doctor just called and said I was cancer-free.
Whoa, that is awesome news. Congratulations, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is good news.
God bless you and the family, really, and enjoy it. Hey, real quick, things that make me smile.
Yeah.
Sixth annual appreciation dinner, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. They help to heal the hidden wounds of war, and that's very important. If you'd like to be a part of that, helping out veterans, we'd love to have you. It is April 26th at the World Equestrian Center, and for more information, all you need to do is go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. That's soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. The speaker is going to be Major General James the Hammer Hartzell. And he's got some great experiences to share with the peeps.
Hey, folks, want to do something. There's a lot of things going on right now, so you can't say there's nothing to do.
Very busy, and it is also Easter, Holy Week.
Yes.
As we approach that. All right. We're not done yet, though. Hang in there. Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A homeless California man. His luck changed when he was at Sandy's Liquor and bought a scratch-off ticket and won $1 million. And the manager there, who knew him as a longtime customer, well, he was in disbelief at first about the prize. He says, I grabbed the ticket out of his hand and ran it through the machine. He said, I'm not going to be homeless anymore. He initially thought he only won $100,000. I said, no, bro, that's $1 million. What's he going to do with it? He says he's going to purchase a home, a car, invest, and put some savings aside once he gets the prize money. Spend wisely. Don't let the winnings go up in smoke. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Have an awesome day. God bless. See you.